Okay, he says, Dad, I want to be talking with you about something I think very interesting. Because we can expect this at any time. The king is coming. The king is coming. In the scriptures, the Bible says in Psalms 145:13, thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Daniel said in 7:27, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. And Peter said in 2 Peter 1:11, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May we bow our hearts and heads together in prayer. Loving God, thank you for the word of God that tells us that the king is coming, that he has been given a kingdom that is an everlasting kingdom, and that his people will rule and reign with him throughout eternity. Thank you for the word of God that so informs us and reveals the great truths and plans and purposes of God. Lord, each day we look for the king to return. He went away saying, I'm coming again. So help me talk about it today with your people here to challenge all of us to be living and ready to meet him when he comes, to catch us away to be with him forever. I pray in Christ's name, amen and amen. The Lord has been given a kingdom, folks. And he is the king of all kings. We see in our world today people that call themselves kings. We see people that have other titles that actually mean basically the same thing as their presidents and so forth. But I tell you what, the real king is going to come one of these days. And there's going to be some changes made. Amen. The kingdom will never end. It's an everlasting kingdom. In this world, men might be a king for a few years, but after a while they die or someone else takes over. This kingdom will be a righteous kingdom. Won't that be a big difference? There won't be anything going on hanky-panky in this coming kingdom, folks. Going to be a righteous kingdom. Won't be any riots. Won't be any shootings. There won't be any injustice of any nature. Everything's going to be right when this king comes, sets up an everlasting kingdom. And the good news that I have today is, if you've been born again, you'll be part of it to enjoy it. Amen. Won't that be good? Amen. Yes. This kingdom will extend beyond a 1,000-year reign of Christ to beyond a millennium into eternity. And this kingdom will not have any evil men who will attempt to betray the kingdom. Amen. Here in this world today, a man might be the president of any country or the leader of any country, but there's always the possibility and the probability of some leaders in the kingdom promoting corruption and injustice are trying to overthrow that kingdom. That goes on all the time, folks. Yeah, it goes on all the time. When Jesus Christ was crucified, Pilate, I like this, ordered that a sign be put on Jesus' cross. He's the King of the Jews. Folks, I want to tell you something. He's also the King of us. Amen? Amen. Amen. He's our King too. And we're his subjects. And we're to obey him today, love him today, and serve him today. And one day we're going to enter his eternal kingdom to rule. And we're going to reign with him. Amen? We're going to have positions where we can serve him and honor him. Won't that be something? Won't that be something, folks? We've seen over and over how the kingdoms of men operate in our world. Often they're heartless. Look at Putin today. He don't care about nobody but himself and his little group. Killing people means nothing to him. Now, somebody's got a bad heart, hasn't he, folks? Somebody's in bad shape. They're selfish. He wants everything that belongs to somebody else. If he wants it, he thinks he should have it. He's not the only one like that. We got people like that in Robeson County. Amen? Amen. Yeah. Oh, these men are often brutal. And they're subject to do anything. And we got people like that in Robeson County. Yeah. It's everywhere. People have been enslaved, their property taken, persecuted, imprisoned, and murdered. But there is coming a righteous kingdom. And the King of Kings is coming. And he's going to be the Lord of Lords. And he's going to rule and reign. And them other people ain't going to have a part in it. And that ain't good English. But you understood what I said. Amen. Amen. Isaiah said it long ago. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful and Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, and upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with justice from henceforth, even forever. Isaiah 9:7-8. I want to tell you something, folks. A king was born among men. Isaiah told us there would be, and he has been born. He's not only been born, but he grew up into manhood, conducted a ministry, and went to the cross to pay for the sins of all the world. Think about that. The death of Jesus Christ paid for every human that would ever live, paid for all of their sins. Their sins is paid for. And all they got to do is go receive the salvation. Just go pick it up. How many of y'all today was, if somebody come in here and say, they're giving out $1 million, everybody goes down to the bank. How many of y'all would go down to the bank before I got through here? Amen, Brother Javis? How many of y'all would go to the bank before I got through here? Yeah, you ought to be hunting that door, amen? Get that $1 million. Yeah, she said she'd go out the side door, amen? Get out of here. Hey, that's the human nature. Oh, listen to me. There's been many kings and dictators and presidents since this world began. I'm reading in the Old Testament now. Won't be long. I'll be getting over there into Samuel and the Kings and all that. The people that's come on. And they'll be just a few years here. Some's assassinated. Yeah. Some gets killed in battle. Yeah. Some gets overthrown. But they've come and gone. But I'm telling you this morning, I want you to get this in your mind. There's a king coming, and nobody's going to dethrone him. And he's going to live and rule forever. Amen? Oh, no. No, nobody's going to overthrow him. Many who have ruled rulelessly over nations of people, some even thinking they were gods. Some of these leaders think they should be worshipped. You read history and you will see that. And that guy over in the North Korea, he thinks he's a god. That little old fat feller. Amen? Yeah. But these will come and go when the King of Kings comes. They'll vacate their thrones and the righteous one will take their place. The righteous one. Oh, I just try to imagine when Jesus gets here and all these other imps have to get off their thrones. And he takes over. And they have to do what he says. Amen. There's coming a king who's going to be the king of all kings. He's going to rule with power. His power will be unlimited. Nobody won't be able to resist him. Won't that be good? No one will outsmart him. No one is going to take advantage of him. My king's a coming, folks. Our king. The one that died and paid for our sin. He's coming. And he's going to rule with power and glory. What glory there's going to be when he comes. Sets up his kingdom. And it's going to last forever. Eventually, folks. Under his rule, there'll be justice for all. Won't be nobody taking advantage of you. Who doing you? No, nobody won't be doing that anymore. There ain't going to be no injustice. Going to be justice for all. Amen. Under his rule, there'll be peace. Won't that be something? You won't have to worry about war no more. Amen. No more war. No more troubles and trials. Going to be peace. There's going to be prosperity. For all people. Everybody's going to be rich. Amen. You won't have to leave church to go to the bank to get the $1 million. You're going to be rich. Let me tell you something. Listen, perk up your ears. I'm going to tell you something. You're already rich. Amen. You're already rich. Amen. Amen. You're rich. There ain't no billionaire in this world got as much as you've got in Christ. You're a rich person today. Oh, you and I can't even imagine how rich you are. You know how rich we are? Everything Christ owns, we gonna own. We're joint heirs with him. Amen. He's gonna own everything, and we're gonna be part of it. Amen. Hey, the King of Kings is coming. And we're going to inherit all things. Amen. 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 Under his rule, we're going to serve him joyfully. You won't be coming to see him. What a long ways. I got to go to church today. I don't know where I feel like going to church today or not. I believe I'll go home. I might go up the beach. I might go up the mountain. I might go to bed. Amen. No, we'll serve him joyfully, folks. We're going to be so excited. Lord, what can I do? There'll be so many volunteers. Oh, listen. We'll be volunteered to do this for the Lord, to do that for the Lord. But today, I don't feel like it. I'm not qualified. Amen. Ain't that the way we are? I'm not qualified. Let so-and-so do it. They'd be better than me. Hey, folks, when we get under his reign, we all going to want to do something, folks. Johnny, they'll be taking your job then. Amen. Amen. Yeah, listen to me. We're going to serve him joyfully and anxiously. And this earth that's been soaked with blood, think about the blood that's been spilled on this earth. Men fighting and killing one another. We can't even imagine that the blood that's been spilled on this earth. The earth is just a graveyard today of dead people. All over this world, people have died. Think about 6,000 years. Think about Noah's flood when there were so many people here and they all drowned. And the earth become their graveyard. Dead bodies. The blood of the righteous today cries to God for vengeance against those who slain them. Just like Abel's blood cried out to God when Cain slew him. God's going to take vengeance one day, folks. God's going to take vengeance. This earth with the curse of sin upon it is crying out for redemption today. The Bible says in Romans 8:23, for we know that the whole creation is groaning and travailing in pain together until now. This world is just a groaning because of the curse that's on it. Yeah. But with all the suffering the children of the King of Kings have experienced, there's a promise given to us. In Romans 8:18, although you and I have had our struggles, our troubles, our disappointments, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8:18. Some people have more troubles in this world than other people. Some people have more hardships. Some people have worse health issues than others. And that's bad. But Paul said, no matter how awful the struggles of your life has been, it'll seem like nothing when you enter his glory. Won't that be something? You may have cried and cried and cried. You may have felt pain and pain and pain. But when we enter his glory, it'll seem like nothing. Wow, folks. That's because we're going to be with the King of Kings. And we're going to have a new body that won't ever be 83. Amen. It'll be ageless, yes, and I sure need mine now. I really do. When Jesus was about to leave his disciples to drink the cup that God the Father had appointed to him, he said to them these words that are so precious. Let not your heart be troubled. They found out he was about to leave them. It upset them. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you might be also. John 14, 1 through 3 states, what a promise by faith that has been given to us, folks. Jesus Christ has gone back to heaven to build us a place to live with him. He's been working on it 2,000 years. Can you imagine what kind of place that's going to be? You know, around here today, maybe in 6 months, somebody put up a nice house. Sometimes it takes longer. But think about the Lord being building ours for 2,000 years. You know, that's going to be something, folks. That's going to be something. He's also promised he's going to come back personally. He's not going to send an angel to get us when he comes to get the church. I believe he sends angels today when we leave this world. But when the rapture takes place, he himself is going to come and raise the dead in Christ, the dead in Christ, and he's going to change us, or those that's alive, and give us a new body. And he himself is going to catch us up to be with him. He's going to do this personally. He's coming back to take us to live where he lives at, to the Father's house. And think of his coming back personally. And we're going to live one day where there's no wars. We're going to live where there's no evil. Look at the evil that's around us today. I bet most of you here's got weapons in your home. Why do y'all got weapons? Protect yourself. So much evil today, isn't it? So much evil's going on. Listen to the news. People being killed, murdered, robbed, raped. Life counted as nothing by some people. We're going to live where there's no death. Every day I expect to hear so-and-so has died. So-and-so has passed away. And you know, sometimes I get shocked. I don't hear about so-and-so died, but I hear about somebody else we weren't expecting. They died. That's the shockers. Yeah. We're going to live in a place where everyone loves one another. Ooh, won't that be a change? Amen. We're going to a place where everybody loves one another. We're going to live with God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Amen. We won't ever leave their presence, church. We're going to go to a place where we won't cry anymore. And there's not going to be any sorrows there. Won't that be something, church? You know what? It's all free. All this is free. It's the gift of God and the salvation he's provided for those that believe in Jesus as their Savior. We're all going to get this, folks. This is the reason we're in church, one of the reasons we're in church today, to praise him and thank him for loving such a crowd of sinners as we all are. We all are. When all the nations of the world gather outside of Jerusalem to destroy her, we're going to be with Jesus, and we're going to see the King of the Jews come to her rescue. Boy, that's going to be a sight to behold. I think all of us want a front row seat. Amen? Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, we're destined to live in a perfect environment for eternity, church. Yeah, we hear the people today talking about the environment, you know. Oh, folks. And where we go to live, there's not going to be any more gnats. There's not going to be any more flies. The ticks and bugs and spiders or briars on the roses, folks. Hey, I hate to try to eat and fan gnats. When I was in the Army and we're out in the field trying to eat that stew beef and rice in August and them gnats and down in Georgia, it like black pepper on our stuff. I mean, somebody spilled that black pepper too. There was so much of it. Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to have any gnats and flies. I remember a house over in Maxton. I used to go to pick up the insurance of a family one time. Little old brick house, a block house way back up in the field. Some people live back up there. I go to their house and either they would eaten dinner or just got through. And the food was still laying there exposed. And the flies, it looked like the hog pen flies. There was so many flies in that house. Folks, we're not going to have that in heaven, amen? You're not going to have things that are a nuisance, amen? Hey, we're going to go live where the King of Kings lives at. Amen. Jesus said to them, take heed no man deceive you. In Matthew 24, I want y'all to listen to this passage very carefully. Jesus said, don't you let nobody deceive you. That's the reason you need to be reading the Bible behind me. I'm going to try to be honest, but you're supposed to read the Bible behind these preachers. Some of them ain't telling you the truth. Amen. For many shall come in my name saying I am Christ and deceive many. A lot of people deceived today, church. They don't know they're deceived. You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence, earthquakes in different places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. He goes on, he says, then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Many shall be offended and betray one another and shall hate one another. This is what Jesus predicted. We see it. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because iniquity abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And then Jesus said this, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. You've seen a flash of lightning, how fast it is? When it's time for Jesus to come, he's going to come that fast. People won't have time to get ready if they're not ready. And when that lightning flashes like it does, the people in the graveyards as Christians since Pentecost, well, suddenly their bodies will spring up, brand new bodies, and their soul and spirit will come with Jesus and go into that body, and we will be living and changed, and together we'll be caught up to, like that flash of lightning. Boy, we'll be taking off, won't we, folks? Yeah, we'll be with the Lord forever from that point on. Amen. We'll be with the Lord forever. We won't ever have to come back to a sin-cursed world to live here anymore. Won't that be something, church? I'm talking about what the King of Kings did by dying on the cross for all of our sin. Amen. And you can be part of it by being a believer in Jesus. Amen. It's free. He's giving it out. He's giving it today. Amen. if you don't have it. The king knows all those that belong to him. There's a lot of people think they're saved, they're not saved. They just got religion. He knows those that love him and serve him. Are you serving the Lord? What are you doing for the Lord? Think about it. Are you being the best wife, the best husband, the best worker on the job? You're being the best cook? Amen. I'm hungry anyway. Amen. What are we having for dinner, honey? We're going to have I don't know. Boy, that's a fat-free diet, isn't it? The king is going to take vengeance on those that are his enemies who've mistreated us. People mistreating you? The Lord's going to take vengeance. Don't you remember in the Bible Jesus said, vengeance is mine? You and I are not supposed to take vengeance on people. You're not supposed to get back at them. Jesus said, that's my department. I'll get them. We're going to get to see him get them. Amen? Yeah. I tell you, brothers and sisters, it's going to be a great day when the king stands up for his children who redeemed us from the slave market of sin. There's not going to be any evil men or demons coming against us anymore. Right now we're living in a world where the darkness of demonic activity is going on. That's why there's a falling away today. And people not interested in the church. Churches are closing everywhere today. And last night we saw what's John MacArthur? He was being interviewed, and I think the officials in California had threatened them about to close their churches out in California. MacArthur said, I'm not closing my church. And they said, you might go to jail then. He said, well, then I'll have a jail ministry. Amen. Amen. Hey, folks. Hey, if they put us in jail, we'd just have a jail ministry. Won't that be nice? Yeah, maybe we'll get the people in jail converted, loving the Lord and serving the Lord. Yeah, I want to tell you something, folks. The king is coming. He's due any day. He said, be ready. For such an hour as you don't think, I'm coming. You think you got more time? You don't know that. You may not have another time, more time to live here besides his coming. We're not promised another day. We're not promised another minute. And every time that second hand clicks, another second, you're that closer to his coming. He is coming, and you're also closer to dying if he don't come. Because it's appointed. It's appointed. So keep up, keep looking up. The king is a-coming. Keep serving the Holy One, brothers and sisters. The king is coming. Keep the faith, brothers and sisters. The king is coming. I'm telling you, he's coming. And he said, be ready, for in an hour you know not, I am subject to come. He's coming. He may be here at any moment. So be ready, be ready, be ready. Get your life straightened out. Cleaned up. The king is coming. Amen. And no one can keep him from coming. The king is coming to wipe your tears away. He's coming to heal our broken hearts. The King is coming, who you've longed for and waited for. He's coming to take us home. Praise God Almighty, the King is coming, and we're going to go live with Him forever, church. God has planned all this for His people, for His children. So He said, be ready. Our Sunday school lesson today was telling us, keep our bodies holy. Keep our lives holy. The King is coming. You don't want to be caught in sin when He comes. You don't want to be in sin. This old world can reject the message of grace if it wants to. The masses of people can live like animals if they want to. The sinners of this world can ignore the Word of God if they want to. But the King is coming to bring justice to this world that's rebelled against their Creator. He's coming. The King is coming. Let me tell you something today. You don't want to be living in sin when the King comes. You don't want to be living an indifferent life when the King of Kings comes. You don't want to be playing church when the King comes. You don't want to be serving the devil's purposes when the King comes. You want to be loving Jesus when the King comes. You want to be enjoying Jesus when the King comes. You want your heart right with God when the King of Kings comes. You don't want to be embarrassed. The Bible says some's going to be embarrassed when they stand at the judgment. Christians embarrassed. They weren't living right. And they'll be embarrassed at the judgment. Lose rewards at the judgment because they weren't faithful serving the Lord. And the King knows, church, how you're living. He knows what's going on in your life. Isaiah said in 51:6, lift up your eyes to heaven and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Can y'all imagine the day when this world is melted down and everything on it is consumed? The things of this world are not going to last forever, church. It's what you do for Jesus that'll last forever. John said in 4:35, say not there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, they're white, all ready to harvest. Our job today as the children of the King is to be reaching out to the unsaved of this world, sharing the gospel, living a life before them that the Lord has changed, a transformed life. That's what we're to do today. This salvation that He's given to us, we're to work it out and share it with other people. I'm telling you to lift up your eyes. The King is coming. I like to go out into the sky at night sometime and look up at the stars and just imagine the Lord coming, bursting forth. He said He's coming and He's coming, and you better be ready. Are you ready? Amen. Really ready? Don't delay. There's no time for delay. Get ready. And stay ready. The king is going to come. And he's coming unannounced. He's not going to say, I'll be there in 30 minutes. Sometime Mr. Chavis calls me and says, I'll be there in about 30 minutes or I'll be there in an hour. Hey, the Lord's not going to say that. The Lord said, be ready. Stay ready. Because just when you think I'm not coming, I am a coming. There's not going to be any other warning given than what's the Lord has already given, folks. And to know the truth and reject the truth is going to be terrible for every soul who despises the king. The masses of people all around us today have no idea of the fierce anger of the king who's going to come and destroy this world. They have no idea. They think, well, God loves me. He does. He loves you so much he gave you a Savior, but you won't serve him. You won't accept him. And he's going to come and destroy you. Amen. And set up his kingdom. And he's going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And everybody's going to obey him and serve him in his kingdom. Are you listening to me today? Amen. The king is coming and he's angry at sinners. I tell you what, I don't want God angry with me. Because you don't have a backup if he's angry with you. The king is coming to destroy all of his enemies, the Bible says. All of them. Who is his enemies? All that reject his son. All that reject his son. They're enemies of God. They're Satan's children. He's coming to destroy his enemies. He's taking no prisoners. No. People can deny it, not believe it. They can scoff at it. They can say there's not no God. They can believe such a lie. But there is. But there is. And he's still coming. He's still a coming. The people can just ignore it to their own destruction. Yeah, he's coming. And sinners of this world will be flung into eternity and be separated from God and thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. Because God cannot let sinners into his presence. You got to have your sins washed away. Got to have your sins purged. You got to have the righteousness of Christ given to you. Your righteousness will not get you to heaven. Your good living won't do it. Your membership in the church won't do it. Being baptized won't do it. You got to be born again. And when you're born again, your sins are washed away. And we're given the righteousness of Christ. You don't go to heaven on anything you do. You go by cause you got the righteousness of Christ. It's his righteousness that gets you in the door. It ain't yours. Y'all understand English? It's not anything you do that's going to get you to heaven. It's what he did. And it's his righteousness that gets us in. Our righteousness, the Bible says, is like filthy rags. Paul said, nobody's going to boast. No. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's as plain as day. Plain as day. For us who prepared, the king is coming to get us to live with him. And I like this verse. Oh, I love this verse. I long for this verse to be fulfilled. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That means those believers in the oceans, in the graveyards, maybe some even out their ashes thrown out to the wind somewhere in space. But all believers since the day of Pentecost, when that shout takes place, their bodies is going to be restructed into a new glorified body, like the body Jesus had when he walked out of the tomb. And their soul and spirits coming from heaven and entering into that new body. And we that's living, the people that's believers living, they'll be changed instantly into the same kind of a body. And we'll all be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And it won't be but just a few seconds, and the world will realize they've been left. And they're going to be terrorized when they discover the millions of Christians. And can you imagine the planes are falling and the cars are crashing on the interstates and in the towns when people that was Christians are suddenly not driving anymore? And the factories are going to be messing up, and production lines. Folks, this world's going to go through a chaotic time there for a while. The Antichrist is going to come on the scene, tell them a big lie that they'll believe about what happened to us. But I tell you, I'm just telling y'all this morning, the King is coming. And you better, I'm talking to the preacher now, better shape up. Do right. Be right all the time. Better treat that woman good. Better preach the truth. Better warn men. That's my job. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Can you imagine you going to fly one day without any wings? Won't that be something? Flying through the air with no wings? Amen. Them buzzards can't even do that. Amen. Yeah. And so shall we ever, listen to this, we're going to ever be with the Lord. Ever, Brother Johnny. Be with the Lord. We'll never revert back to this sin-cursed world. Never revert back to it. We're going to be in a glorious state for eternity. Yeah, one of these mornings the world's going to wake up and we're going to be gone. And panic's going to seize people everywhere. Think of the millions of Christians gone one morning. Husbands looking for their wives, and they're gone. Wives looking for their husbands, and they're gone. Boy, it's going to be something, folks. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming. And he could come at any moment. And we'd better be ready. Stay ready. And when he calls us to meet him in the air. And let me say just one more time, the King is coming just for those that believe in him and love and serve him. Lord God, thank you for the word of God. And thank you for the hope we have. And thank you for the salvation we have. that's been freely given to us, purchased on the cross by the blood of the Son of God, that whoever would believe in him would have everlasting life and live in the kingdom of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords throughout eternity. Lord, we can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. We can't love you enough, Lord. Oh, Lord, we're nothing, but you made us the children of God by the grace of God. And so help us to love our God, our Savior, and be used to help others to know how much you love them. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And may the Lord bless all. I hope everyone in this church will hear the call. Come up hither, and we go to meet the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to spend eternity with him, brothers and sisters. Amen. May God bless.